Blog Talk Radio.
Shakespeare, we bless him in the name of Jesus. We pray his strength, amen, because we know
that he pulled out of his soul. Amen. And we just thank God for him and Angel. Amen. We just bless God for them. Hallelujah. And we just continue to pray our leaders strengthen the Lord. And I thank God for Apostle, amen, for trusting us to carry on our kingdom work, amen, while he's yet handling our Father's business. And so we just thank God for him, amen, and we just come to have a Holy Ghost good time on the show today, amen. We really enjoyed the show on yesterday, amen. And we just want God to come in and just have his way like he always do, amen.
Amen.
Amen. And so I just thank God. God bless you, Pastor Shatwan. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen. It is a beautiful day, even though it's raining outside. Hallelujah. It's raining in my soul. Amen. Hallelujah. And I'm quite sure it's raining in somebody else's soul on this morning. Amen. Because when I woke up this morning, hallelujah, the four walls of my room was not the four walls of my grave. And I thank God. Hallelujah. For allowing me to live just one more time. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Today is Intercessor Friday. Amen. We are expecting all of our intercessors to be in queue on today. Amen. And come
amen.
In and pray. Amen. Pray heaven down. Amen. We got to pray until something happens. Amen. Hallelujah. Okay,
amen.
You always say, you got to pray your way through. Hallelujah. It's all gonna say, praise your way through, praise your way through. God can fix that if you praise your way through. So we, amen. We just expecting God to come and have His way. So call a friend, call a neighbor, text, email somebody, and let them know that PSMI is live on the air right now. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Amen.
Line. Amen.
Good morning, Pastor Shatwan. Hi, Prophet Sanders.
Good morning. Good morning. We
have good morning. Oh, actually, I said good afternoon. Sorry.
That's okay.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Who else online?
We have a little technical difficulties trying to pull them up, but I believe I'm pulling Bertha in right now.
Hey, Bobby Sanders, that's fine.
Yeah.
So glad out there.
Hi,
bless you, Bertha. How are you
today? I just thank God for this day. I thank God for yesterday. It just, my spirit just overflowed, and it just overflowed into the prayer call on last night. I'm telling you, those who don't get on that prayer call, they miss it, the shift and the moving of God, because God just came in last night, and the prayer shift to warfare because a spirit of weeping hit, and everybody was with one accord and one mind and in one spirit. And when the Lord said, somebody is in trouble, somebody's life was on the line. And prophets, you picked it up also, because you begin to rebuke death, and sorrow had hit my spirit and the spirit of grief. But we got the victory on last night, and people just don't know what we go through as intercessors, gappers, and warriors for you. We are covering you and your family, and we do
amen.
It gratefully because we are doing it for God. And I'm telling you, ever since that refreshing and revival, it's like God has just opened up some other doorways in me, you know, and I'm just giving him all of the glory, because if nobody else got refreshed, I know I got mine.
Jesus.
Amen. I got mine. Hallelujah. And I felt it.
Man,
amen.
I know. Praise the Lord.
Jesus.
Something, you know, something really broke out. Amen. And that's why sometimes when I go in my prayer closet, amen, when I go in that prayer room, amen, I really have to know, because, see, God answers prayer when I go in there. That's like going before the holies of holies. That's like going before the throne of God. And when I step in there,
right.
I have to make sure I got myself together before I step
amen.
In there.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Because when I go in that prayer closet, I'm telling you, Oh, my goodness, Pastor Shatwan been in there before, amen. And I stepped in that prayer closet, and I'm telling you, when I begin to step in there, I have to have my mess together.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And that's how we should be when we go before God. We got to have ourselves together. We just can't go to God in your kind of way.
Got to be clean.
Yeah. Let me tell you, there's no perfect person, amen. We all have flaws. But let me tell you this, believers. Let me say this, and then we're going to get into some prayer. Amen. We got to make sure that we have our mess together, make sure we got our stuff together before we call ourselves standing in the gap for people.
You got that right.
Amen.
We got to have a repentant heart. Amen. You probably
That's
say,
right.
I ain't did this. I ain't slipped in sin. I ain't fornicated. I ain't committed adultery. I ain't lying. I ain't backbiting. I ain't done it. But, baby, you done something.
Yeah.
Evil thoughts.
That God was not pleased of. Amen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible says, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Amen. We are in a state to where people need to get in the habit of repenting. Not only just repenting, but believe when you repent, God has forgiven you that you need to move on.
And turn away from it. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Amen, amen, amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Is that Ophelia?
Yes, Ophelia.
Come on, Ophelia. Come on and pray for us today. Come on. Pray for the show today. Amen. Intercede for the show today.
Hallelujah, God. We just thank you, Father God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. As we raise our hand to the heavens. Hallelujah, glory, Jesus, Father, Savior. Hallelujah, glory unto you on this bright and beautiful day. Hallelujah, thank you for the breath of life. Hallelujah, thank you for the sound mind and the mobility of our lives on this day. In the name of Jesus, give you glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, Father God. God, thank you for your presence in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your angels in the name of Jesus. Thank you for your warriors in the name of Jesus, Lord and Savior, Father God. We thank you for pouring your spirit through this phone line now, God. Saturate, saturate, saturate the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Take over, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, let our eyes in the name of Jesus come off of our worldly problems, but put our eyes on the Lord thy God in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, let us be courage, Father God. Let's have courage in the name of Jesus. Let us have boldness in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let us stretch our hand to your hand and walk on the water, Father God, in the name of Jesus, keeping our eyes on you, God, and not the storm in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are victorious in the magnified name of Jesus. We are winners in the name of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. As we wave our banners in the air in the name of Jesus, we give you glory, give you honor. Hallelujah. We wave the red banner. We wave the purple banner. We wave the white banner. Glory unto you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We sing with the angels. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Holy, holy you are, Jesus. Holy, holy you are, Jesus. Holy, holy you are, Jesus. Glory unto the Father. Glory unto the Son. Glory unto the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We give you glory, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God. We are resting under your wings in the name of Jesus. Permanently, Father God, in our warfare attire. Permanently, Jesus, with our helmet. Permanently, Jesus, with our sword drawn. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're in a stance, Father God. Steadfast, Father God, ready and anointed and appointed in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, as your blood runs through our veins, Jesus, we give you glory, hallelujah, we give you glory, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we lift up PSMI before you, Father God, as you blow your wind over it, Father God, as you blow through it, Jesus, we thank you, God, for your anointing oil, we thank you, God, for your love and compassion, we thank you, Father, for your honor, we thank you, God, for your spirit in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Jesus, for your unity, we thank you for your strength in the name of Jesus, we are your children, God, we have bowed before you, we yield before you, we lay before you, Jesus, hallelujah, you will have your way, Father God, oh, merciful King Jesus, there's nothing that you can't do. You are able, Father God. You are able, Father God. We are your conquerors in the earth. We are your warriors in the earth. High we will see. Hallelujah. Low we shall see. Hallelujah. Far off we shall see, Father God. Because our name is victorious, Jesus. Victorious, Father God. Our spiritual birth is victorious in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God, oh merciful King Jesus. We know you have your way, Father God. We are yielded before you, Jesus. Use us, God. Use us, Jesus, hallelujah, as we take away the flesh, as we take away the worldly ways and surrender our souls unto you. In the name of Jesus, glory unto you, Father God. We lift up and say, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Saturate every phone number on this line. Saturate every person listening. In the name of Jesus, turn them from their sinful ways, Father God, and seek you, Jesus. Ask for forgiveness and repent in the name of Jesus, in sincerity and integrity, Jesus. Hallelujah, Father God, as you ring your bell across the land. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open the eyes of the blind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Open up the ears of the sinner, Father God, and have your way, Father God. Give every man and woman a child and heart can pay with God. Hallelujah. Give her your war, Jesus. Hallelujah. From coast to coast, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glorious Lord, thy God. There's nothing higher than you. There's nothing greater than you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, God. Because we know you are for us, Father God. So who can be against us in the name of Jesus? We give you honor this day, Father God. We give you honor, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Father God. Have your merciful way, Jesus. Your loving and your kindness and your compassion, Jesus. In Jesus' holy name we pray. Amen, Father God. Hallelujah. God, Jesus, you're my peace in the name of Jesus. There's none like you. Hallelujah, Father God. As long as you are this in control, God, I shall not fear no evil in the name of Jesus. Though I walk through the valley of the death, of the shadow of death, I will not fear in the name of Jesus. Glory unto the Lord, thy God. Jesus, hallelujah. Glory unto my Father. Hallelujah. The birds have somewhere to live and have food to eat. The grass is covered in the name of Jesus, and you love me much more. I shall not worry about nothing in the name of Jesus. The breath of God blow through my lungs in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God.
Yes.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah. You are the only guarantee, God. You're the only true friend, God. You're the only one that's dependable and able. Jesus, when everybody's naysay is, you are the encourager, Jesus. When everybody turns their back, Father God, your hand is stretched out in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory unto the Lord thy God. You are the seed. You are the good soil. You are the water, Father God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to the radio. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. It's important, huh? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, I was just sitting up here looking, amen. You know, when we repent, what do you say? If my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then he'll hear from heaven. He gave us a flip coin to that. Hallelujah. He let us know even after you done lost your virginity. Naturally so. You can get it again. Why? Oh, because when you repent, you become a virgin all over again.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
We got to turn from our wicked ways. We got to turn from our deceitful ways. We got to turn from our filthy thinking. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Oh, bless the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Ah, can't nobody do me like the Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Glory to God.
I keep hitting that. Then who can be against us? I often say, you cannot spot my life. Hallelujah. Can't
Jesus.
Nobody expose you when you expose your own self.
Jesus.
What are you saying, Pastor? What are you saying? Expose yourself to God. Tell on yourself.
That's right.
He knows you done messed up. Tell
Jesus.
On yourself. Face up to your own so you can be worthy to go in his presence, so you can be worthy to go behind the veil, worthy to come bold before his throne. Everybody can't go to the throne of God because they're not worthy to go to the throne. Only way you can go to the throne of God as a sinner is you coming to repent.
Thank you, Jesus.
And even as being a believer, you have to repent because you don't know. You probably had an evil thought on your mind.
Jesus. You're not free yet, that's it.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. You know, Prophet Sanders, they used to say in the church that you got sheep and wool clothing. But I heard years ago, Pastor DeAndre Armstead preached a sermon, Transformers, Robots in Disguise. You got a lot of people that sit in your church that's trying to camouflage their sin. And like, instead of just coming clean before God is saying, examine me, Lord. You can't be transformed because you have not given up that worldly life. But you're sitting in the church trying to act like you've been transformed But yet underneath that transformation still lies the robot that's being controlled by the worldly system. If you ever watch that movie, The Transformers, then you'll understand how the robot tried to look like a transformer, but when it had to change and be transformed, it did not come one of the transformers. You saw the robot. And when they sit in the church and they want to go before the throne of God and get in the presence of God, they can't enter into his presence, because when you enter into his presence, before you get there, like you say, you got to come clean. So when you're standing there, God strips you naked. And all of the clothing come up. And what do you see? He sees sin. You can't enter in. You got to enter into God's presence as a priest. Because Jesus is our most high priest. So we are priests according to the order of Melchizedek, as Jesus was. Priests got to enter in clean. Because if you go in unclean, you're going to drop dead.
Jesus.
Ooh, my brother, you know you said something. People, you know what the thing about it is? People don't know how, you know, you probably say, I'm sin free, I ain't done nothing, I ain't did this, I ain't did that. Hold on, people, you a sinner. Saved by grace.
That's right.
The only thing that saved you was the grace and mercy. All because the blood was tied to the mercy. See, if there had not been no shedding of the blood, there would not have been no remission of sin. Oh,
That's right.
It had not been for the shedding of the blood. I ain't talking about the blood of a cow or a bull or a goat. I'm talking about the blood of Jesus. There's no sacrifice. If it had not been for that pure blood, that sinless blood, if it had not been for the blood of Jesus, there would not have been no remission of sin. We would still have to build altars and make burnt sacrifices. We would have still have to go get a sheep and put the lamb over the lintel and the doorpost. But when Jesus came, hung on that cross and bled.
Oh, my God.
See, something happened when they allowed the blood to be shed. If they did not want the world to be redeemed, they should not shed no blood. Not that Jesus blood. They should not have crucified him if they did not want the remission of sins to be forgiven.
Jesus.
All because he came down 42 years of generation to die for a world that was already spoken from the beginning of time.
Hallelujah. Yes, he did. Yes,
that's why we got to make sure we got a blood stain.
Hallelujah.
That's why we got
to
make
sure
we
get the blood. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
That's why we got to continue to keep the repentance off. Somebody told me, you ain't always got to repent. The devil is alive. The Bible said repent daily.
Amen.
That's right.
David had to repent daily.
Yes, he did.
David had blood on his hands.
Jesus.
Y'all ain't going to make me preach to
you. I shall win my sins.
In the name
that
of
the
Jesus.
Blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. It had not been for the blood.
Jesus.
Glory to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Shatwan.
Yes.
Are you still with us?
I'm with you. I'm having a little bit of technical difficulties with this board, so just go right ahead. I'm trying to work this board on my computer.
Amen.
For
the leaders, come on and intercede for the leaders, Pastor Bertha. Come on and intercede for us, amen. All because, see, leaders need prayer. We are in a day and time that leaders need more prayer than the lay members. Because the enemy has come to attack the head.
Amen.
Come on and pray for the leaders, my Bertha.
Hallelujah.
Lord, we magnify you today. We thank you for your presence, and we embrace your presence, oh God. Father God, we come interceding for your fivefold ministry on today. Father, we ask that you would give them a spirit of repentance. Oh God, that they'll repent of their wrongdoings and their sins, oh God. Ask for you to forgive them and turn and not pick them back up anymore. God, we ask you to give them the mind to take hold of the mandate that you have put on their life. God, you gave them a charge to teach your people your word. God, to correct and to exhort and to rebuke your people that we would be fit for the kingdom. So, God, we ask you now to cover them in your blood. Wash them, oh God, from the crown of their heads to the sole of their feet. Let this mind be in them, oh God, that was in Christ Jesus when you raised him up from the grave, oh God, that for you they will live and for you they will die. God, that they will preach your word and they will not compromise it. God, we ask you to let your word dwell in them richly, oh God. God, you said that you would give them the desires of their hearts. God, you said beautiful are the feet of those that carry your gospel. God, we ask you now to show them right now in your Holy Spirit. Give them a fresh anointing, oh God. Let a new fire ablaze in them, oh God. God, we ask you now to let them be the head and not the tail. Let them be the lender and not the borrower. Father God, we ask you to encamp around them right now, ministering angels to go out, oh God. Send souls in to help them on the journey of the ministry. Help them financially, oh God, to take the burden off of their shoulders. Send souls in to help, oh God, to keep up the maintenance of the church, that your leaders will not have to do the ushering and the fixing of the things in the building. But, oh God, they will be more able to be able to go before you in prayer. Seek you for the word for your people. Seek you, oh God, for instruction. Seek you for the vision, oh God. Send in help, oh God. Send in help to them now, oh God. We ask you now, oh God, to bind every spirit, every evil demon, every witch warlord, the plotting schemes of the enemy. Cut them off at the end with your sword of your word, oh God, that they will not be into the blood, but they will go forth, oh God, and they'll stand strong in these last and evil days. God, refresh them anew. Give them what they need to stand in these perilous times. Oh God, let them not be cured from your word. Cover their eyes, oh God. Give them spiritual insight. Cover their ears that they only hear your voice. God, cover their nostrils that they only smell the aroma of you, oh God. Train their hands to war and their fingers to fight. In these last and evil days, oh God, send in those that will lift their arms up, oh God, when they're weak. Encourage them in their spirit, oh God. We bind the spirit of oppression and depression right now in the name of Jesus. We bind the spirit of fear because God has not given them the spirit of fear, but the spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. God, teach them how to walk in excellence and care with thee, oh God. Teach them how to walk in the spirit of love for you, oh God. Let them show love and compassion one for another. Let them undergird each other in prayer, oh God. Let them lift their brothers up when they're down, oh God. Let them not talk about them. God, but God, let them draw together, bind your leaders together as one in the spirit of unity, oh God. God, we glorify you. We magnify you. Let them have divine health, oh God, divine riches and wealth. Give them a new word, God, of wisdom, knowledge, revelation, and understanding of your word, oh God. Increase the more, oh God. Increase your Holy Spirit in them, oh God. Fall down, fire from heaven. Fall down on them. Rain, God, in them. You rain in them, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, and we give you praise. In the name of Jesus,
you
majesty, you reign. You majesty, you reign. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Holy Spirit, we bless you.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. We bind sickness, infirmity, and disease off of them, O God. Oh God, you said in your word that you're giving your angels charge over to keep them over. Let their foot dash. Oh God, lift them up, O God. Lift them up, O God. Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Let him stand the test of faith, oh God. Let him stand the test of faith, oh God. Thank you, God. Let my corazón shut up. Yeah, he could have been. Let him move with his gift, oh God.
Yes,
God. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. There's a shift in that.
Thank you, Jesus.
There's a shift in that. I shake it. Let them understand that it's you, oh God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Somebody grab the Bible. Somebody grab your Bible real quick, real quick. Grab your Bible and go to Matthew 25th chapter.
Say that again.
Matthew's 25.
Jesus.
And I was just sitting here and the Lord dealt this in my spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Which verse of prophecy? Starting at verse 1.
31.
Matthew 25:1.
Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise who? Hallelujah. But the wise took oil of their vessels with the lamps, while the bridegroom tarried. They all of them battered and slept. Jesus. Hallelujah.
Jesus. And I take that as a thought. We got to take our oil with us everywhere we go. The word of God.
Yes.
We got to take them. They used to sing a song, My Birth. I know you know this song. Take the Lord along with you
everywhere you go.
Take the Lord along with you everywhere you go, because you're going to need him. You're going to need him everywhere you go. You won't need him on your job everywhere you go.
Yes,
we got
Lord.
To take the Lord along with us.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it's just like American Express and Visa. You don't leave home without it.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen.
You cannot go out without the Lord. You can't do nothing without the Lord.
Amen.
It said, five were wise and five were foolish. And I asked the question,
Lord,
which one are you?
Amen.
Jesus.
I asked the question. You need to ask that somebody that question. Which one are you?
Which one
are
you?
Wise or are you foolish?
Foolish.
Jesus.
See, sometimes in this walk of life, you can be a little foolish.
Amen to that.
But then you got to turn around and be wise. Uh-oh, what you saying, prophet? In other words, in order to be wise, that means you need to fall down on your knees, as the book of Apostle wrote. Fall down on your knees. Matter of fact, if your knees, you got arthritis, you need to lay prostrate out on your face before God and
yes,
give God your praise and your worship.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Hello, somebody.
Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
They took their lamp. The first five took their lamp and they all.
Yes, they did.
And the other five was foolish. They took their lamp,
but
didn't have no oil. In other
words,
they took their lamp, but they didn't have no power.
Amen,
that's right.
Jesus.
My Lord.
Hello, somebody.
Jesus.
That's why we have to be ready. We have
Jesus.
To be ready.
Yes,
amen.
We got to, in this day and time, we got to be ready. God
amen.
Is showing us the signs of the time.
Jesus.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
So we got to be more wise in this season, amen?
Yeah.
Take your oil with you. In other words, keep your heart pure. Find yourself at a repentant state.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hello, somebody.
Amen.
Come on, my brother. Finish reading for us, darling.
Jesus. And at midnight, there was a cry made. Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out. Jesus. But the wise answer said, not so. Let there be not enough for us and you. In other words, they told the prophet they didn't have enough for them. And they said, too, they don't have enough for them. But go ye rather to them that fail and buy for yourself.
Jesus.
And what happened to the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went in with him to the marriage. And the door was shut.
My Lord.
But he answered and said, verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh. Keep your oars trimmed and burning. Oh, my God.
My goodness gracious.
Hallelujah.
You know, I won't be coming without my oar.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Jesus.
Let me tell you something. It's some people that think they're going to make it in on account of Big Mama. Jesus. It's some folks think they're going to make it in all because the church praying for them.
That's right.
My Lord.
You got to stop. This is letting us know my birth of that is every man for himself. It's like a free fall.
That's right. And you know it is a scripture that can't save yourself from this forward generation. It's a self thing.
Yep. That's it.
And it's got to a point now to where people, the church, they forgot all about the world.
That's right.
We done got selfish with this thing, my Bertha. We done got
selfish. Me.
When you hear noise in the house, he get up out of his bed and go see what's going on.
That's what Jesus does.
That's what Jesus does. Pastor Shatwana, tell you, my Bertha, when I spend the night at her house, she'll be up there asleep. I'll be walking around her house, making sure the door is locked, making sure the window's locked.
Yes, he do.
A man's supposed to cover his house. Uh-oh, I'm sorry.
Amen. You're absolutely right.
Tell it.
Preach.
I'm talking about a godly man.
Yeah.
Amen.
I ain't talking about the man just put on a pair of pants.
Exactly.
I'm talking about a man that labor before God.
Yes,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Jesus opened doors, so when your godly husband open the door for you when you go out the door, open the door for you to get in the car, open the door for you to go into any place you're going. That's a gentleman, a godly man. As you say,
amen.
As you sweeping, he watching over you. His eyes is going to and fro. That's what Jesus does. When you got a godly man, he walks in the attributes and the very image of God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
When he laid down his life, right?
You saying something, my brother. But see, guess what? I know a man. I know some men. I know some godly men that would get upset if a woman opened her door for herself.
Amen. I know some, too. That's why I know you're right.
Amen.
And there was a time that you would see the man, he would pull out the seat. Oh, my God.
Lord, tell the truth, shame the devil.
Amen.
We need to multiply. I'm taking us this way today, but I'm just a firm believer that if a man gonna be a man of God, women, let him be a man of God. Let him open up the door. Let him hold
it. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
And I know this is going to hurt somebody's feelings. A real man ain't got, a real man don't have a problem holding his wife's shoes if her feet hurt.
Okay.
You got that right.
Amen,
Prophet. A real man ain't got no problem going to get his wife's purse out the car if she left it in the car.
She
is.
Oh, y'all looking at me funny.
A real man don't tell you.
Watch you go use the bathroom.
Come on, Prophet, teach now.
I'm talking about a godly man.
Yes, Lord.
You know, sometimes women, sometimes women can be a little silly. I ain't gonna let him hold my shoe. I ain't gonna let him open no door for me. Shut up!
Exactly.
And let a man of God be a man of God.
Let him be a man. That's right.
Amen.
Stop taking away from his manhood.
Right.
You know,
you're
right, Prophet.
Stop being a man.
Because you know, you got so many women trying to get married, and they need to know, don't strip your man of his manhood.
Amen.
And when you do that, when you won't let him be a man, you're stripping him.
Right.
Then when you get him,
yes,
and he don't want to do nothing, you want to call and say, pray for my husband. But you done denounced him as a man.
Okay.
Don't want to let a man be a man.
And I have seen it happen. They'll get up, cook some breath. Guess what? And he's just your boyfriend now. Get up, cook his breakfast, have his bath water ready, have dinner cooked when he come in, and y'all ain't even married, but when you get married, you want to get lazy.
Right.
That's right. Same thing.
Don't
want to
cook the man breakfast. Don't
want to
make him lunch to take to work with him. Don't want to sit and do this and don't want to do that, but you want him to come and pay all your bills.
Right.
And that's just for the men. Let the women
be women.
If the women want to go to the shoe store and sit there all day and shop, let them.
Yeah.
That's right.
Tell on somebody. Let these women be women.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
But it's the way that you're supposed to carry yourself. It's the way of
there you go.
Power to bring the man to reproach.
There you go. Jesus.
Exactly.
You have to carry yourself in a godly way.
Hello, somebody.
My Lord, my Lord.
Okay. I can see you walking down the street and see the crease of your breath.
Okay.
Oh,
all the
Lord,
rear.
Lord,
help us, Lord. Help us. Teach today.
We got to get this.
Teach it today.
We're supposed to be praying. God has took me something. I'm sorry. But we're talking about having your all. You ain't got no business and let nobody shouldn't see all your business.
Come
that's
on,
right.
Well,
if you're wearing
try.
A thong, shouldn't nobody know you're wearing a thong.
And that ain't supposed to be nobody's business for sure. Jesus.
Or if you, oh, Lord Jesus, I'm sorry.
Teach
Lord,
us today, Holy Spirit. Teach us how to be modest men and women. Godly.
Jesus.
Oh,
hallelujah.
I'm talking about, because see, guess what? Guess what, men and women of God? You will call people to love.
That's it.
Yes.
That's right.
Stumble and fall.
If you on the mothers, and you got some mothers out there now that wearing their skirts so short to where you can see all that humble glory. Don't nobody
okay.
want to see that.
Okay.
I'm
sorry.
Somebody needs
we
this word.
We got to learn how not to open the door for the enemy. We got to
yep.
make sure the man and woman of God
right
stay lamp trimmed and burnt.
Yes.
We have to make sure that the man is able to be men of God and not pimps and, oh, my Lord.
Come on, Ken.
Oh, my goodness.
We have to make sure that the women are being women of valor. And Proverbs 31, women, we got to make sure that women stay saved, sanctified, and Holy Ghost filled, and not being whores and tramps.
Amen.
That's right. That's what the Bible
called
them, whores in the
temple. Guess what, my mother?
Yeah.
They cannot keep their order. They cannot stay in prayer. You in worship. You in worship, and then we're going to get into some more prep time because I don't want nobody to say prophet. Girl Simon that took over prophet's show. I ain't taking over.
Jesus.
In the name of
he
Jesus.
He gave you permission to do it.
Amen.
Yeah, you didn't take
you
over.
Have
you
have the authority.
You
and do what God
he
says.
He put your authority in your hand. Now you're doing what he would do.
This is what I'm saying. We are in, the people can't get into what sinners walk in. And trying to get into the service. And I'm not just talking about just the bondage, but it's a way you're supposed to present yourself.
That's right.
There you go.
But you know, but the prophet said is that I'm not, it's just God. As Pastor Shaquan said, the word is needed. That's what God got you speaking it. But how can you enter into worship? And if you're going down and then you're bent over and all of your bosom falling out your shirt.
Yeah.
Or men
yeah.
are bent over, their pants so tight, look like they're in the split. Like you say, you're opening up a spirit of lust. If you're trying
and
to bow down
perversion.
At the altar, the split is so short until you see everything at the back and the front from the back. You can
you're right.
The stilettos are so high to make your dress even shorter. But God
yeah.
is calling for a real people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have none of this nobody dressing up beautiful because I like to beautify myself. But like you said, you do it in modest.
Yeah.
Men don't have no business coming in there with their pants so tight that they're showing everything, the print of everything, just like a woman and she got a throwing on. Men do the
okay.
same thing. But God is calling for holiness.
Yes.
Yes, Lord. Yes, he is.
My daddy used to tell us, and we were growing up, you never let a man know everything you got. Teach something in history about you.
Yes.
Because you're seeing everything, take the clothes off.
Leave it to the imagination, Christ.
Yes.
Teach something to the imagination. Come on now.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You know,
God.
You know, I tell people, my birthday, I love to see a nice dressing woman. I really do. Especially,
mm-hmm.
I love to see a woman wearing some heels. Oh, a woman that buck jumping in some heels that drives me nuts. But It's the way that you're supposed to carry yourself, men and women of God.
That's right.
With men of God should not have to wear pants where you can almost see the print of their stuff.
Come on now.
And
that's
what I'm
saying.
The women in the church looking at it. That's a,
that's right.
If you see something big swinging before your face, you're going to look. Uh-oh. Okay. All right. All right. I'm sorry.
What? Okay.
Just asking you to forgive us, God. Forgive us for being slack. Forgive us for being careless in our walk with you, Lord. Forgive us, oh God, for not being upright, oh God, and holy, oh God, just as you are holy, oh Father. Father, forgive us, oh God, that we're not seeking your face. Forgive us, God, for being lack, oh God. Forgive us for being lazy, oh God. Oh, Father, we just ask you to forgive us for all those things, oh God. Oh, Father, just strengthen us, oh God. Oh, God, put a burning desire in us, God, for us to be holy before you, God. A burning desire, oh God, for us to thirst for your word, oh God, and hunger for righteousness, God. A thirst, oh God, that people will see you, oh Lord, and not us, oh God. A thirst, oh God, that your people, oh God, that we reach them, oh God. Oh, God, that they're drawn, oh God, to you, oh God. Oh, God, that when they look at us, God, they see something different than what the world has to offer, God. Oh, Father, and we'll be so quick, God, to give you the glory, God. Let's do your name, oh God. Oh, Father, we'll be quick, God, to lift you up on high, God. For you said when you're lifted up, God, you would draw all men to you, Father. So, Father, forgive us, God. But now, Father, strengthen us, God, in our walk with you, Lord. Unite us, God, as one, oh God, before you, oh Lord, that we can stand in this evil day, oh God, and show, Lord, that we serve the living God, the only wise, true God, the great I am that I am. Oh God, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha for somebody, God, El Shaddai for someone, God. Oh God, the healer, God, the deliverer, God. Oh God, the God that can set the captive free, God. The all-knowing God, the all-sufficient God, the Alpha and the Omega, oh God. Oh, Father, let us show forth you, oh Lord. Let your glory, oh God, rest on your people, oh God, that we'll be the light, oh God, on the hill, God, that we'll be the salt of the earth, oh God. Oh, God, that we'll stand for righteousness, Lord. Oh, God, that you'll gird us up, God, on the right and on the left, oh Lord, that we'll stand in truth, oh Lord, that we'll put on the full armor, oh God, and stand, oh God, and fight the great battle, oh God. Oh God, the battle that you called us to, oh Lord, for this time, God, for this season, oh Lord. Father, we thank you right now for not giving up on us, God. We thank you, Lord, for another chance, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning, God. Oh God, with our minds stayed on you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the blood running warm, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that we are able, God, to use these lips, oh God, and the very breath in these bodies, oh God, to honor you, God, to worship you, Lord, in truth, oh God, to worship your holy name, oh God. Oh, Father, we will not allow the rocks to cry out and beat us in our worship to you, Lord. For, Father, we give you the glory, God. We praise your holy name, Lord, for it's none like you, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Touch those that are depressed, oh God. Oh, God, those that are without hope, oh God. Those, oh God, that are contemplating suicide, God. Those that are contemplating, God, giving up, oh God. Those, oh Lord, that don't know, oh God, you're still on the throne, God. That you still rule and reign, oh God. And that you hold the earth in place, oh God. The sun and the moon, oh Lord. You hold it up, oh God. Glory to your name, Father. We thank you right now, God, for your sons and your daughters, God, from the north, south, east, and west, God. We call your children in, oh God, in this season, Lord, that they shall come forth, oh God. Oh God, those that are hidden in caves, oh God, those that are hiding out, oh God, they shall come in, oh God. No longer shall they hide, God. No longer, God, shall they be depressed, God. No longer, God, but they shall look to you, oh God, the author and finisher of their faith, oh God. Oh God, they should seek your face early in the morning, God. And Father, they should seek your face at the midnight hour, God. When you call them, God, in the midnight hour, Lord, let them be quick to get up, oh God, and fall to their knees, oh God, and worship and praise you, oh God, to pray and stand in the gap, oh God, as you have called us to do, God. So Father, we thank you right now, God, for every leader, oh God, every youth, oh God. No longer should your youth, Lord, listen to the voice of the enemy, oh God. Oh God, let them be able to walk in obedience, oh God. Let them walk in holiness, God. Oh Lord, let them know, Lord, that they are kings and queens of the King, oh God, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, God. Let them know, Lord, that you have a work for them to do, oh Lord. No longer should they be out on the streets, oh Lord. Oh God, and the enemy tempting them for his good, oh God. So, Father, we speak life to your children, oh Lord. Oh God, that they have a mind to serve you, oh Lord. Oh God, that they fear your holy name, oh God. Place fear back in them, oh God. A fear for righteousness, God. A fear for holiness, God. A fear, oh God, to walk in obedience to you and their parents, God. To every authority that's over them, oh Lord. Oh God, let them, Lord, look to you, oh God. Oh, God, begin, God, to set them apart, oh, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over them, Lord, that the enemy cannot have them, Lord. Oh, God, he cannot use them any longer for his purpose, oh, God. We call them forth out of the world, oh, God, and call them into the kingdom, oh, God. Oh, God, shield them, God, with your blood, oh, God. God, we give you the glory, God, the praise that do your name, Lord. Oh, God, those in homes, oh, God, strengthen them, oh, God. Let them know, God, that you're still God and you're still in the healing business, God. Refresh and restore bodies and minds, God. Father, we thank you, Lord, for our leaders, oh, Lord. Let them seek you, oh, Lord. Let them desire more of you, Lord. Let them walk in holy reference to your name, oh, Lord. Let them speak forth your truth, oh, God, your word in truth, oh, Lord, that it will cut, oh, Lord, that it will cause them to bleed, oh, God, that it will cause them to look at themselves, oh, God, that it will cause them, Lord, to do inventory, God, that it will cause them, God, to get on their knees before you, oh, Lord, and to repent, oh, God, so that they may live for you, O Lord, and walk out this life that you have planned for them, God. For you said, I know the plans that I have for you, to prosper you and not bring you harm, God. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for your children, God. We thank you, Lord, for all that you do, Lord, the seen and unseen, Lord. I lift up each intercessor, God, strengthen us, oh
yes.
God. Oh God, let us stand, oh God, firmly, Lord, yes. Knowing, God, that we are hidden with Christ in you, Lord,
yes.
And
yes.
that
yes.
victory
yes.
is
yes.
assured, oh God, that you will cause
yes.
your people to triumph, oh God, and we'll
oh,
walk
yes.
in obedience,
yes.
oh Lord,
yes.
and follow
yes.
you, oh
yes.
Lord. So, Father,
yes.
we thank
yes.
you right now, God, and we
yes.
give you
yes.
the glory, God, and the praise that's due
yes.
your name. In Jesus' name, we say thank you and bless
name.
Your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory to your name, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Bless you, Lord. Bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Lord.
Anybody tonight hungry for the rain in the presence of God, would you just lift your hands, invite him in. Holy Spirit, we say to you that you are welcome here. You are welcome. Have your way in the midst of your people. Your presence fills this place.
Couple of calls in queue. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. As we open up this line. Amen. Your line is open.
Hello. This is Kirsten calling from Germany.
Hallelujah.
Who calling in from Germany?
Kirsten.
I think she said her name is Kristen, and she's calling in from Germany, Prophet.
Her name is Kirsten. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. You got a prayer request?
Not really. Actually, I'm quite happy living in the presence of God, and I just wanted to ask whether you have a word for me.
Amen. 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 My birthday, you got a word for?
Well, God says there's some things that you have prayed and asked him for.
Hmm.
And there's some people that you have put on the altar. God says he's heard your cry and he's heard your prayers. You're powerful. You're a powerful warrior. God says because of your faithfulness, he's listening to grant you your prayer with desires. He's heard your prayers. God says continue to meet him in prayer. Continue to stay in your word because there's an anointing in your life. God has not revealed what it is, but there's an anointing on you, and he's taking you through a process for the anointing and the ministry that he has called you to. But God says continue to seek him early in the morning, because what you have asked for and what you need, he has already released it unto you. Go in peace, says the Spirit of God. Go in peace, says the Spirit of God. Go in peace, says the Spirit of God, because the victory is yours. And the healing that you are Koroshata. The healing, the healing has already taken place. Walk in faith, says the Spirit of God. Love you, baby. Love you.
Wow.
Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. That was cool. Thank you so much.
Amen. Thank you for calling in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Bless you, Lord. Bless you, Lord. Prophet, we have another caller.
I believe this is 662-801. I do believe that's one of our intercessors, Shireen. Amen.
Amen. How y'all doing?
Hi,
amen. How are you?
Hi, Shireen.
It's a blessing to be here. I said, Lord, I still got time. Let me run to the room and make this call. How everybody doing?
How are you?
I'm good. I thank God for all of you. Santina, I wanted to call last night, but I got busy to tell you, you know, I asked for prayer yesterday. And for those that did and those that didn't, I still thank God, because God did. You know, we went there, she was feeling so bad, but I tell you, God is just awesome. When we left in tears. She went in tears, but I come back in tears. Because when we got there, they told us that, you know, where the kidneys was sitting, it had set up a blood clot, and they didn't want to cut her to go back in and drain it out, so they're going to try and let it wear itself out. So she just got to deal with that pain right now. So I just asked God to give her strength so she could keep going or whatever. But as we were, when the doctor came, he was letting us know that, you know, sometimes we just got to stop fighting stuff. So I was fighting against her going to an adult clinic, and they actually want her there because they said once you get there, they were going to put her back on the list to get a new kidney. When they didn't know that. I knew when I found out that they had put in her folder that she couldn't be released because she wasn't taking the medication. But the doctor that we saw yesterday was the doctor that came by every morning to see her. And he said, can't nobody in his mind convince me that their child was not taking her medication. So they're going to transfer over there so they can give my baby another kid. Oh, my God. I just thank God for who he is. Only if we just be obedient and just let God do what he says he's going to do. So I'm learning from this. Take things as they are and pray about it and give it to God and just let him do his will and not Shireen be heard. God, move me, decrease me, and increase you, God. It was just amazing. I'm just so thankful and grateful today. Like I said, again, I thank God for you all, because you all are helping me grow so much. But I just thank God for everybody that he has placed in my life. Oh,
hallelujah, God. Thank you.
Glory to my God. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we had it so bad over here. I just somebody can give me so much. But I tell you, through all that suffering, God still sees fit for her to be blessed and put back on the list. So I'm just so grateful today.
Thank you, Lord.
Sheree.
Ma'am.
God says.
Ma'am.
Oh, God says, all that you have been going through with your daughter, the enemy has been trying to break your faith. The more you try to break the faith, the stronger your faith becomes.
Amen.
God called Shantina a miracle. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
needed you before to show up at least. one of the things that I left while I was yet searching the world for more of the true friends I have.
Hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus.
Yes,
right,
man.
Jesus.
Not
just somebody missed
I need you now.
Yes.
Yes, oh, I need you now. Lord, I need you now.
Right now.
I need you now.
Right now.
Not another hour, but I need you now.
Ooh, Jesus.
Right now.
Oh, Jesus.
Yes.
Preach it. Right now,
yes.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Right now.
You got to make sure you got that word in your lap. Make sure you got that word in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. Yes. People are committing suicide. Why? All because they ain't got no oil in their lamp.
Amen.
I know I got some folk on here that know what a when the lighter and when that oil going out of that lighter, you only get a flicker. You only can get a light. But once you fill that lighter up, here come that fire.
You got a full plate.
Yes.
Get up, somebody.
Amen.
And this is how we should be when it comes to God. This is how we should be when it comes to God. They got an everlasting flame.
All right.
Yeah.
Everlasting flame. That torch don't never go out.
Hallelujah.
It can be hell sweet as snow. I don't know if y'all ever visit the Martin Luther King tomb or whatever. But when they had him in the ground before they put him on top of that water, he had a flame that never went out.
Jesus.
Yes.
It can be below zero outside. That flame ain't going out.
Amen.
That's how it can be when it comes to God.
Yes.
Jesus.
Everlasting fire.
Jesus.
Oh, my God. Hallelujah. You got to make sure that Holy Ghost is dwelling on the inside of us. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. Deep down
into
our spirit, man. Hallelujah.
That's right.
Y'all got me hot.
Oh,
got me burning up over here, Prophet.
Jesus.
I don't know what Pastor Swan over there doing.
Anybody else?
The fire is burning.
Hallelujah.
Apostle has given us so much, even the preachers that are listening. listening. Amen. They are listening to the Apostle Shakespeare, and he has helped you grow prophetically. Amen. And he has helped you help you teach your members. Amen. And your church has grown since you have listened to the Apostle. Sow a seed unto the man of God. Amen. Don't be take his stuff and take his knowledge and his work, amen, that the Lord has gave him, amen, to give to you.
Amen.
A blessing to give. And if you need it,
yes,
the website to send him, amen, a good donation, amen. We ain't talking about no $20. We talking about a good seed, amen. Amen, because it costs money to run this broadcast. Amen. And the email is tsmintl.org. Amen. And it's going to be a donation button on there. Sow a seed into the man of God. I guarantee you, and I won't take it back, if you sow it to the man of God, you will reap a harvest. Amen.
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 Thanks God quiet on me.
Prophet, while you making that announcement, I want you all to be reminded that this is Apostle's birthday month. May 31st is his birthday.
Mm-hmm.
And we're asking all of those that he have sown into, those that he have given word, those that he have prayed for and labored for, that you sow a seed. The Apostle will be 57 this year, and we're asking that you, if you sow $57 into his life for every year that he was born, we're asking that you sow that seed into his life, amen, for all that he has sown back into the ministry. Not that we can ever pay him for what he's done, but we're asking that you just sow into him. Some of you all can sow double into his life. Some of you all can sow triple into your life. It still does not pay for all that he has sown into our lives, all that we have gathered and grown in the ministry and in our families, in our relationships, from the words that he has given out every day unselfishly. We're asking that you go to PSMINTL, and if you want, you can sow every week if you want to. Just, I'm asking that you sow as God give you to sow into his life. Amen. Because the man of God does need things. Just like we need things, he needs things too. And we're not begging, but we're asking that you allow God to lead you to sow into the man of God. Amen.
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 And if there are any more prayer requests, please press 1 on your dial, amen. If you want prayer, amen, please press 1, amen. And if you don't even have the number, we're more than glad to give you the number again, amen. The number is area code 646-564-9818. Again, the number is area code 646-564-9818. Give us a call and let us know how you're enjoying the show, amen. Let us know how we're doing, amen. It's always good to encourage one another, amen. When we was out there in the world, we encouraged our brother, our sister, amen. We even encouraged our enemies, amen. But when we got broke back and jelly and all that other thing, we don't want to encourage nobody. But we need to be encouraging. Let us know that we are doing a good job. And even if we're doing a bad job, let us know anyway. Amen. So we can do better. Amen.
Well, Prophet Sanders, I just want to say on behalf of the intercessors and TSMI that we love you and we appreciate you because you do a wonderful, excellent job when Prophet asks you to come in when he's out of town or taking care of business or when he just needs to rest. You do it. Thankfully, you don't mumble, you don't groan, you don't complain. Even on the prayer call, you're there on Monday and Thursday night. You're faithful. And that's what God is calling for, faithful servants. And we want you to be encouraged, and we ask God to restore all back in you that you have poured out. Because I tell you, these 2 days, you have preached and you have taught the word of God. You've prayed out of your soul. And we just want God to give back to you double. The blessings of the apostle and the prophet rest upon you. In the name of Jesus, Everything your heart desires, your hands touch, and wherever your feet step, that it's yours. In Jesus' name, a double portion.
Yes, God.
We speak a double portion and decree it in the matchless name of Jesus upon your life, spiritually and financially. In Jesus' name, I love you, and I thank God that and I'm honored that you called me my burger. I thank God for you, Father.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
We have a call on the line. Area code 661-748. Your mic is open.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
I just wanted to say, sorry, this is Nicole Brown. I don't get to call very often because of my schedule, but I just wanted to say thank you to all of you because I learn so very much every time I get to listen, even though I don't get to chat with you very often. And Ms. Bertha, you had mentioned earlier about the intercession that goes forth on Thursday nights, and I just wanted to say thank you for that too because you all do not know who is transformed by all that you do, and I just wanted to encourage you with that and just say thank you.
Amen. Thank you
so much.
Amen. And I want to mention this as well. Thank you for calling in. I want to mention this as well. Don't forget, you better write the date, save the date, amen. Oh, my goodness, we're looking for a powerful time at the gathering, amen.
Yes.
The saints get together and we gather together up under one roof. Amen. We make the devil mad. We put him out of business. Amen.
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 Oh, my goodness. Y'all should have been making some noise.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Another call on the line. Area code 331452, your mic is open.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Sandra. How you doing?
Hi, Sandra.
Amen. I'm calling for prayer. I need prayer. I don't know what this thing is, but it has attached itself to me. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I can't stop crying. Trying my best to hold on to the promises of God. It is so bad, it's even to the point where it's even difficult for me to even try to get into prayer. It's like I feel so much weight on me. I have so much tension in my neck and my shoulders and my back. And it feels like I have like 20,000 tons of pressure on my legs. It's hard for me to move, you know, it's to the point where you try to put on a brave face, but inside you're crying and it feels like you're dying. And I don't know what to do. I'm trying to get out from under this thing, but I can't do it by myself. I just need prayer.
Father Sandra, the Lord is saying for you to pray for Sandra. But Sandra, the word of the Lord says, what are you going through? God is taking you through it. There's a cleansing and a breaking. And a purification is taking place in your body. But there's some things that's got to be broken off, and there's some purification that's got to take place. Weeping is a cleansing. But God says he's doing it. Nobody is going to be able to stop it. The prophet said, God said, you pray as the Spirit leads to cover her in this here process because our hands are tied. God's hand is on you. And there's nothing that we can do to stop it, but we can pray that you go through it. Prophet Sanders.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before your throne, God, we don't come repetitiously, oh God, and God, we don't come being carnal, Father God. But God, we come humbly as your children, as your daughters, oh God. in the name of Jesus. God, in the name of Jesus, we ask you right now, Father God, to look and have mercy upon Prophetess Sandra right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you, Father God, to send angels, oh God, to minister and witnesses to her spirit and to her soul and to her body, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, we ask you to give her a release right now, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God, we just ask you, Father God, in the mighty name of Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, God. God, we ask you to step down in our home, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we come to know that you are a chain breaker. God, we know you are a yoke destroyer. And Father God, you have declared your word. That the anointing destroy the yoke. We command this spirit of, oh my God, this spirit of depression. We command you to loose your hold right now. We come to recognize you. We come to let you know that you are a liar, that the devil is a liar, and the blood of Jesus
hallelujah.
Already been. God, we ask you to cover her with the blood. Cover her from the crown of her head. Down to the soul of the needle, God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God. We broke and bind the works of the devil. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we command this thing to release her right now in the name of Jesus. We command every heavy weight, oh, God, that's not like you, oh, God, to release now, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus
blood
over every
Jesus.
Organ right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, the spirit of depression, I recognize you. I command you by the power and the authority of Jesus Christ of Nazareth through the Holy Ghost. I command you to loose now in the name of Jesus. Every heavy burden, oh, the blood. You hit the saints available for her. We are praying right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Give her release right now, oh God. Give her a breakthrough, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Destroy the enemy right now, oh God. Jesus, the spirit of witchcraft, we come against you right now.
Yes.
We come against you right now. In the name of Jesus, everything that's
in the name
of God, that's trying to cripple her, that's trying to tear her down, all the blood, good for your glory, oh God.
Be
in the name of Jesus. God, we come to know, oh God, that there is nothing too hard for you. God, we know you have to deliver them. God, we do it all. Good for your glory, oh God. In the name of Jesus. God, I come to know her. We come to know, oh God, that you are a healer right now. In the name
yes,
of
Lord.
Jesus.
Yes,
God, we
Lord.
Just ask you, Lord, God, we recognize this thing. And God, we speak against it right now. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Allow her to
be encouraged.
No,
that you're covered.
In the name of Jesus. God, do it for your glory.
Yes, God.
To take three deep breaths and hold on the last one and let it out. Thank you, Jesus. And it is.
Thank
come
you,
on
Jesus.
And tell the Lord, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes,
on,
thank you, Lord.
Thank
you, Lord. Thank
you,
Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I praise you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Thank you.
I glorify you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 I bless your name, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, my Lord.
Hallelujah.
Your refreshing wind and your strength, oh God. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah for your cleansing, oh God. I thank you for the breaking, oh God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I thank you
thank
for
you.
Lifting the burdens from my
yes.
shoulders, oh God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
hallelujah.
Father God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Father God. I bless your name today, oh God. Yes, Lord. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I praise you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I bless you, God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Father God. I thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. Hallelujah.
Prophet Gerald.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Prophet Gerald. Yes, ma'am.
If I can just speak to Prophetess Sandra.
Thank you, God.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
I hear God saying that there is a spirit of religious attached to you. He said, research what religious is. It is just a tradition. Just as you get up in the morning and you shower and put on your clothes, that's doing something religious every day. And a lot of times we don't believe that we have religion attached to us because it's not in the form that we recognize. But I hear God saying there is a religious spirit attached to you, although you may not recognize it right now. But when you begin to research what the religious spirit is, God will begin to reveal those things that are being holding you down, that are bounding you in a religious tradition way. Amen. But God is saying he wants you to come out of religion, come out of the tradition, and move out of the box that you're in. Amen. Because all the time, you know, we've been taught so long these things that they have just become part of us. God said he wants to break some of those things that we have been taught that are not of him off of you, and he wants you to be more attentive and listen when he begins to show you those things. Amen?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah. Pastor Shaquan. If you, I don't know if Nicole Brown is still on, her mic is still open. I know she's still listening. But
let
God
me,
says to tell Nicole Brown.
Let me open her mic back up.
Okay,
let me
then.
Open her mic back up.
Jesus. Thank you, God.
Jesus.
Her mic is open.
Nicole, the Lord says to tell you. Everything you've done in secret in support of Apostle Michael Shakespeare, for every seed you sowed, God says he's going to reward you openly, double. God says you are faithful and you're loyal to the seeds that you sow into the ministry. You do things that people do not even know of. But God says because of it, he's fixing to give you double what you have already sown. God says, get ready for abundant wealth and abundant blessings is upon your house, Nicole. Go in peace.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Nicole, and God loves you more. God bless you.
Hallelujah. 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 Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
The spirit of confusion that's been trying to attach itself to you, and the spirit of torment has been broken. Says the spirit of God, God says, don't turn around and pick it back up, my video Sunday. God says he's separating you from some people that mean you no good because they're only attached to you for wrong motives. Says the spirit of the living God, when I move on this time, daughter, don't go back. Take under the EOC. I'm breaking the ties. You cannot go forward, my Koroshate, with the weight on your back. I'm removing it, says God. Don't go back. Get under the EOC. Don't touch under the EOC. Share under the EOC. Please share under the EOC.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, my God.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank
we bless the name, God.
Hallelujah.
We give you glory. We give you honor today, God. God, we thank you for all that you have done on this show today, God. God, we thank you. Hallelujah, God. God, that you have heard every request today, God. God, spoken and unspoken, God, in the name of Jesus. I ask right now, God, that you will pour back into your prophet and your prophetess, God, in the name of Jesus. Pour back into your intercessors that have poured out today, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you will refresh each and every one of them today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, Father God, I ask, hallelujah, for this is the day that you have made, God. We have rejoiced. We are glad in it, God, and we have moved forth in today in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we are going with power and authority, God, in the name of Jesus on this day, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. God, as you have ordered our steps on this day, God, we thank you for it. We glorify you, God. You have opened our ears that we may hear your word today, God, in the name of Jesus. Now, God, I ask that you will allow your word to take root, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, that it will be watered, God, in the name of Jesus. And, God, that it will grow up, hallelujah, Jesus, and go out in the name of Jesus, God, perform every word, God, and not come back void in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you for the apostle today, God. Oh, God, wherever he may be, God, continue to cover him in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, continue to keep him lifted up, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, God, we just thank you, hallelujah, Jesus. God, that this day, God, is glorious. God, that you would get the glory out of each of our lives today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. And, oh, Father, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let us speak of life today, God. Oh, God, let us speak a word from you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, that will call somebody, God, to come quiet to you, God. God, that will call somebody, God, to put it down in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, that will call somebody to repent in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we'll be so ever careful, God, not to feed your Holy Spirit, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we'll be so careful, God, hallelujah, to let our light shine bright, God. God, to illuminate, God, in the name of Jesus, that you may get glory out of each of our lives on this day, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, for your glory we do this, God, in the name of Jesus. Of God. God, for your glory, we live for you today, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, it's all for your glory, God, in the name of Jesus. God, when they look at us, God, let them see you in us, God. For God, when they look at us, they have seen the Father, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we just thank you, God. God, we thank you, we thank you, we thank you, God. And God, we speak life to each and every one listening over the lines, God, over the internet, God. We speak life to them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to breathe your breath in them, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We give you honor, we give you praise today, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, in Jesus' name, in your holy name, God, you be magnified in our lives, God. You be magnified in all that we do, God. God, you be magnified, yeah, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Amen, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And making this a successful show, amen. And I'm quite sure Pastor's going to be. Amen.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah. Until Tuesday, God bless you all, and we love you, and y'all be encouraged. Amen. Remember, keep your lamps burning. Keep your oil in your lamp.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And for love us, amen, continue to pray for our apostles. In the name of Elohim, Yeshua, Yahweh, y'all be blessed and be encouraged. God bless.
Hallelujah.